Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tibbs does the same mistake every game because he picks the same five starters most of the time, and he doesn't believe in his bench. Mm-hmm. Now, you can't have a head coach that doesn't trust the bench because you don't know when to use them. And every time we establish a lead with the bench, he takes them out. And he doesn't line up based on the chemistry of the team. So for him to start Robinson and then put Robinson on the bench when he was having one of the best games of his life, mm-hmm. shows to me that Tibbs is not aware of how to line up defensively to prevent the other team from scoring. You see?
Well, I mean, okay, but they did have two games where they held them to 194 for a team that averages 120 points. They held them to 94 points in game five. And Mitchell Robinson played. Mitchell Robinson, who hasn't played a lot of minutes, played 30 minutes in the game. He played. You know, Karl Anthony Towns played 8 more minutes. Jalen Brunson played 4 more minutes. It's not like, you know, Mitchell Robinson played 13 minutes in this game. He played 30 minutes. And a lot of those runs you're talking about with the bench on the floor is because the Pacers have their bench on the floor. And when they start bringing in the starters, then he goes back to the starters. Like, I get it. You're not going to go out there. Do you think they're going to go win the game with Wright and Shamet on the floor playing 40 playing 40 minutes instead of going to the starters?
Definitely.
Oh, my God.
Let me explain why. Sometimes he'll go with his starters and then not produce them. Because, first of all, you need a floor general. Brunson is a good guard, but he's more of a shooting guard than a point guard. He doesn't get the other players involved. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know when to throw the ball to the big man. And there's a miss between him and Cat. You know, because
Cat, I agree with.
All right, so sometimes Cat has to go outside of the paint to get the ball. Now, when Brunson is holding, when they're trapping Brunson, he needs to give up the ball before the trap and move without it, like how Curry moves without the ball. Mm-hmm. But Tibbs is not putting this in their ear.
How do you know? How do you know what he puts in their ear?
Okay, let me explain to you why. Because, hold on, I'm gonna pull over just so I can make my point.
No, gotta take your time.
All right, yeah, let me explain what I'm saying to you. Mm-hmm. You see, Coley.
I don't. But good.
All right, I'm gonna show you. Kolick.
Oh yeah, Kolick.
He's a point guard. He's mm-hmm. a floor general.
Yep.
He knows how to get the bigs involved. Mm-hmm. You know, you can see how he'll, you know, look for assist, and then he can score his own point.
Yeah, no, you're Tibbs right.
If Tibbs was to use Kolick mm-hmm. with Brunson, then he could break down the trap, you know, protect the ball. Mm-hmm. find Brunson when he's open and hit like that.
Yeah, no, now, I'm sorry. There was no need to pull over. Who do we think we are? Honestly. I know we want to be critical. And we can talk about mistakes. Are we saying the Knicks lost this series because Tibbs was too stupid to play Tyler Kolek? Is that what we're saying? Are we saying we needed a floor general? And this whole time, he was sitting there on the bench. The guy who's going to lead the Knicks to the NBA Finals, Tyler Kolek. Because he knows how to get the ball to the bigs. I'm sorry. Did Karl Anthony Towns not shoot a million shots in this series? Did Karl Anthony Towns not go to the basket consistently? Did Karl Anthony Towns not dominate game 3 in the fourth quarter? Did Karl Anthony Towns not play the game? I agree. They don't have enough of a dynamic two-man game, and they should, considering how skilled they are offensively. But Tyler Kolek is going to come in, and Karl Anthony Towns, the same guy we're all disappointed in, the same guy we think disappears over the course of a series over and over again, the same guy who can't hit his shots, the same guy we want off the floor at the end of this game because he was so terrible. All we had to do was put in Tyler Kolek and he was going to dominate? Man, oh man, if this isn't the most ridiculous revisionist history I've ever heard in my life. You guys think you can, they lost the series, so you're just saying put this guy in and put that guy in. And why didn't he do this and why didn't he do that? Because you're frustrated they lost and you're clutching at straws. It's ridiculous. I'm not trying to harp on you, man, Brian. I know you're a good fan, and I understand you're frustrated, and I understand the idea of having like a legitimate, really good point guard could help the team in different ways, whatever, and he's more of a shooting guard than a floor general. It's Jalen Brunson. He's the point guard. He's Mr. Clutch. He's changed the whole freaking franchise. But we want Tyler Kolek in because he could pass the ball. I don't. It's hurting my brain because I'm mad. I'm mad they lost the series. I'm frustrated too. But I'm not, and I'm pretty stupid. I say a lot of stupid things. You guys hear them, you guys call me on it. Sometimes it's 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm tired. I say dumb things all the time. And I'm, you know, I think I brag about my singing. I talk about my high school football career. I think pretty highly of myself, despite being, you know, an overweight man who can't grow a beard. I don't have the hubris to sit here on my fat ass just because I have a microphone and tell you I know that the coach should have done this or the coach could have done that and it would have changed everything. That he should have played a guy who none of you heard of prior to being a nobody on this Knicks bench. I mean, I can't. He should have played Tyler Kolek more. He should have played Landry Shamet more. He should have played Wright more. He should have left Brunson on the bench for the whole game if need be. Because if they would have lost with Brunson on the bench, I'm sure everyone would have been okay with it. Well, hey, look, Tyler Kolek can pass the ball. I understand. I'm sure that's what we'd all be saying right now. If they lost the series with Brunson on the bench, we'd all be saying, hey, Tibbs did what he had to do. Landry Shamet was playing good defense. What can you do? It was the right move. Tyler Kolek was clearly, did you see his bounce passes were incredible. You guys, I love you. Like, we're overthinking this stuff, man.
Do you think these are the same people that knew a few years ago the Knicks were losing games because Tibbs didn't play Neal Aquina and Kevin Knox enough?
Yep. That was the problem. Neal Aquina's out of the league. No, like it's just, it's so... Tyler Kolek. I've taken two calls. We've been on for an hour and a half. I have taken two calls saying that the Knicks lost because of Tibbs, and I don't know why the hell they didn't play Tyler Kolek. It's not the players. No. It's not that the team that got them there didn't play well. It's not that Josh Hart was terrible. It's that the coach didn't recognize Josh Hart was terrible, and he should have sat his ass on the bench and played Landry Shamet exclusively, because we all know if Shamet played 40 minutes in the game, they would have won. Mitchell Robinson played 30 minutes in the game. Could he have played more? He was the best player on the court. I'm not going to disagree with you. Could he have played more? I guess. Do they win a game that they got their ass kicked in the second half because of that? No, they do not. It's just crazy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.